If you like stuff, then check out the MI Stuff podcast with Mr. Kelsey Hudgens. He's a fella.
Hey guys, how you living? You doing well? Good, glad to hear that. That's right, live from the Screwball Whiskey Studios indeed. Check out screwballwhiskey.com, S-K-R-E-W, ballwhiskey.com. Tomorrow's stories begin right here. In this one, I rambled. I was in the air as to whether or not I was going to record. I was a little tired, and I wasn't feeling my best. So, I almost didn't record, but I'm glad that I did. I had a pretty good time in the YouTube chat with a couple of the YouTube subscribers, and I appreciate you guys hanging out, by the way. So yeah, if you guys ever want to join the conversation or be part of the podcast through the chat, I'm always conversing back and forth with the chat. And if you guys want to do that, please go to Kelsey Hudgens on YouTube and click subscribe. And that's how you can do that. So yeah, do that and help me get my subscriber count up. That's my goal as of late, is to get that up. But anyway, please help me do that. In this one I kind of ended up just talking about money, just talking about financial situations and struggles and stress. And I broke it down pretty good to where I'm literally making a lot bigger deal out of this than it actually is. Kinda. Like, you'll see. Anyway, please. Yeah, and by the way, this one I might have gone off and just like picking around on guitar a little bit and strummed a little something here and there without talking, just because I got ADD and I've got a guitar in my hand. So I'll be like just picking around every now and again and then go back in the conversation. But if you guys have heard any of these talks before, this is one of those. So yeah, I don't even know what I'm going to call it. Doesn't matter. I have been watching Eric Griffin's podcast lately, Riffin' with Griffin, and it's pretty awesome. You guys should check that out. And also, there's a show on Showtime called I'm Dying Up Here. And I've known about Eric Griffin for a long time through the comedy world, but I didn't know that he could act. Him and Andrew Santino and Al Madrigal and Brad Garrett from Raymond's brother. Everybody loves Raymond. He's in it. They all just have really good roles. It got canceled. It was only 2 seasons long, but it's so damn good. You guys should watch it. Also, Mindhunter season 2 was pretty good. I watched that. Dear White People season 3 was good. Check that out. All of those are on. I'm Dying Up Here on Prime if you do the trial period to Showtime. I did it on the free trial. It's really good. It's worth it. Then Eric Griffin's podcast. There's only like 42 episodes or something like that. So it's something that easy that I could go back from the beginning and watch all of them. And yeah, it's fun. Anyway, that's what I've been watching. I haven't really been listening to anything lately other than podcasts. So that's that. Anyway, I'm going to let you guys get on with your lives and get on with this content and all that good shit. Anyway, without further ado, episode number 164 of the MI Stuff Podcast. Enjoy, motherfucker. Perfect. All right. So, yeah, interesting day. Sorry, I know the audio, folks. I'll probably need to cut that little bit in the front out. But I did a gig tonight. And it was, I've talked to you guys about gigs sometimes that just, como se dice, are just not as interactive as I'm used to, I guess.
But that's fine. Like, I don't mind gigs like that. And I actually went live on Facebook through the whole thing because the gig that I played today, and I love the place that I played, by the way. They're very good to me throughout the wintertime. And honestly, they have paid me well to play to an absolutely empty room. So I'm grateful for that. Grateful for rooms like that. But this is more like a wallpaper gig. Sometimes you can be the star of the show. Sometimes everybody's there to see you. But other times you're just, you know, you're just wallpaper. You're just there to be there. And like I said, I don't mind that. What's up, Abby? Like I said, I don't mind that. I just don't really. Double shout out, Abby, digitally and personally. Well, three times now. But yeah, like I said, I don't mind that. You guys have heard me talk about having to provide all of the energy for the gig. And when the artist has to provide all the energy, it's strenuous. It's draining. And, sorry, I'm sharing this out. Post. Like I said, I don't mind gigs that are not as interactive. I understand what my job is. I understand that most people are there to eat dinner, and the fact that I'm there is mere happenstance. You know, it's circumstantial. It doesn't matter. But this place is very good to me, so I don't want this to come across as like me saying anything negative about the gig. I'm not at all. And I'm not saying anything negative, period, about the gig. It's just I had to provide all of the energy to keep the room to a certain level. And I had this table of Canadians, a couple tables, like a giant two tables of Canadians come in, and they were pretty cool. They asked for some cool songs, and I knew a couple of them, and I played a couple of Canadian tunes that I know, and some Neil Young and other stuff, and they're pretty excited about that. And by the way, this whole thing is on my Facebook. I went live through the whole thing. I broke a string, a G string. It's always a damn G string. But I broke one. And anytime I pop a string, if depending on how it looks when I popped it and how the rest of them look, I will go ahead and change all of them. Because if the other five strings are, you know, just as worn out as that one is, than one bad apple, right? So I'm trying to get everything to where it sound as nice as possible. And that's what I did. So I changed all of them. I took a three-song break, a three Talking Head songs. So like 9 minutes it took me to change the strings. And got back to playing. And I stopped at about 5 minutes to nine. Because I was in the room basically alone. Which is why I went live on Facebook. I don't go live on Facebook as much as I used to. I used to try to go live like very often. But now it's sort of like if I need... And having just people watching on the Facebook Live was really cool. You know, to being able to have... Being able to have somebody provide that energy, you know. Energy that I didn't have to provide, but it was cool. There were these folks that were sitting there for a long time, and they weren't really, I guess I just wasn't really paying attention because there were two giant tables right in front of me. And anytime I have like a large crowd close to me, I get weird, and I don't really like make a lot of eye contact, and I'll like look, you know, just be looking down or have my eyes closed a bunch. So I noticed after they left, there was this crowd sitting over in the corner, or this couple sitting over in the corner, and they came up to me and or the woman came up to me and was like, you know, very good job, thank you so much for doing what you do, and asked me for a couple of songs, and I played them. But it was really cool though that like they were sitting there for a while and they were appreciating what I had going on. It was just, you know, out of the capacity of the room, only a few people were clapping at the end of the songs. And I don't, like I said, I don't do it for that. Some other folks live and die by the applause and stuff, and I'm not one of those guys. But like I said, just that lets you know where you're at in the room. And it still went pretty good after, like, and it's one of those things where it's like this feels bad just because maybe you're in a bad mood. And I wasn't necessarily in a bad mood. I was just, traffic was a little rough. It took a little longer to get there than I was expecting, and I was later getting there than I wanted to be. And just, I don't know, it was just, I started it off in a weird thing. I got there and I'd worn jeans. I like to wear jeans to gigs for the most part. And I heard it was raining outside, so I was like, this has been raining forever, so it's probably just going to rain tonight, which means it'll be cloudy and windy. And I was at this outdoor, like, it's not like a, it's covered and everything, like it's just basically open, the sides are open. But it was a little warmer than I liked. A loud room is more difficult to play for a loud room, for sure. It's and Abby asked this for audio folks that can't see it. By the way, audio folks, please go to the YouTube channel and subscribe. Kelsey Hudgens on YouTube and click subscribe. Please. It's a lot harder to play to a loud room. And I will say that it is harder to play to a room that is loud with mostly children. And the only reason I say that is because, I don't know if Jessica and Jeff from Prettier Than Matt, who I need to get on the podcast soon, will hear this. But I know they said, she posted something the other day about, was it her that posted that? I could be mixing this up, could be mixing up my posts, but I think it was them that posted about having the kids sit at the end of the table with the iPad wide open, playing the music that's on the whatever video. And that is the hardest thing to play to. When you've got a bunch of kids in the room and they've all got like their little iPads and little iPhones and their little tablets and shit, and playing all these songs and stuff like that, that's very distracting to an artist in a room, especially somebody like me that plays by ear. And it's just, once I hear that stuff, it's kind of in there. Like, once I hear this shit, but it's very difficult to do that. It's also really hard to play a gig in a room with somebody who is incredibly drunk and is trying to show off for people at their table. Like, that happens a lot. Like, the people who show up and get hammered and they're trying to show off for all of their friends or whatever, that's super annoying. But I would honestly, I feel more comfortable when they're smaller crowds. Well, one, because the more people there are, I've described this before, I think, to Smitty on the way to a gig once. So my brain and my energy source, I feel like it connects with the people in the room, and the more people that are there. What up, Kev? I feel like my brain connects with the people in the room, and my soul and shit connects with the people in the room. And the more people there are, appreciate that. This is in sleep mode. I usually pull it down and let it all down and shit, but I just don't even care today. Again, this is how I gotta sleep, man. Gotta sleep with it up here. But anyway, I would have a really hard time, because when there's so many people in the room, I feel like I'm being drained because of those people being there. It's like, I feel like an energy source that supplies energy to the room. And the more people that are in it, the more energy I have to provide. Therefore, the less comfortable I really am. So, there absolutely is. And I had a couple of like things that they asked for that I normally wouldn't play, but I was desperate for the room to like me at that point, because I was just given, like, all right, so this is the equivalent of like running a marathon, but getting right towards the end and having somebody pull up with a golf cart and being like, hey man, hop on. And being like, yeah, I'm tired of running. Fuck that. I'm getting on. So I played a couple songs that I normally wouldn't play, just because I needed the room's energy. And I played it, played the song that they asked me for, and I played the songs that they asked for, and they got up and danced, and that never happens at this gig. In fact, one of the servers was like, she said, yeah, you got people up in here dancing, and I've never seen that before here. And I was like, yeah, that was pretty cool. I haven't either. I said me too, but I mean, I said, yeah, me too. But I meant like, yeah, I've never seen that either. That's crazy. And then another one of the guys that worked there was like, that was awesome, man. I've been working here for a long time. I've never seen anybody break a string before. And I was like, yeah, man, we gotta have something going for you, I guess. Oh, yeah, and I'm not overthinking it. I was just tired, man. There was a lot of weird feelings going into this gig. Just, I've just been stressed out a little lately, just financially and stuff like that. And it's been, I don't know, it's been really good over the last couple of years, as far as like me like taking money aside and saving up for when something goes wrong or anything like that. But I filed a lot, I'll be completely candid with you guys, I filed a lot of taxes. A couple of years worth of taxes. And I owe a pretty good bit of dollars to those three-letter folks. And a pretty good bit to Adam and the band, and elsewhere. It's strenuous. But a lot of that stuff is just basically culminating mentally for me, is that I'm realizing what has to be done for me to overcome this situation that I'm in. And it's just, it takes time, which is something that I don't like to spend. I don't like to spend my time on, you know, I want things to happen now. I'm very impatient. And I know that the only thing that I can do right now is just be patient and wait for the numbers to pile up. Well, not pile up, you know what I mean. Let the funds pile up. And sounds so good, don't she? The truth, Kevin, is I feel a lot better now, even though I do owe that all this money to them. I really feel better now just that I've actually stepped into the light, so to speak. You know what I mean? Like, I've just been off the grid for however long, and I, like, I felt bad about that. Like, I felt slimy, and I wanted to, you know, buy a house eventually, and I want to, you know, get my credit right, and I just, these small steps on the way to doing that is sort of putting a damper in on other parts of my life, just because on paper, is just because I'm taking care of everything that's on paper, doesn't mean that the things that are not on paper should be should go lacking. Like, I don't want this. I do have some things that are not on paper that I do owe for, and I do, like, I do, like, have things that are not on paper that I do need to take care of, and just because it's not fair to those things that are not on paper to sort of deny them just so I can try to, or continue to, you know, continue to build my credit, you know. I just, you know, it's like you have that that thought when you're a kid, you know, you feel like you'll own a house at a particular point in your life, and, you know, and I'm not, like, I'm not, I don't know that I believe anymore that there's a certain age or number that you have to have this stuff together. But I think for me and for my life, that date to where I should probably have that sort of thing is probably fast approaching. And whenever that day gets here, I don't want to be, how do I say this? I don't want to be unprepared. I want to be prepared when this thing happens. Like, I want to be prepared whenever it comes time for me to do that thing. I don't want to have to get all the way to the end. Anybody play video games? So I played Zelda, the Twilight Princess, on the Nintendo Wii, the first generation Wii. And if you don't hit all the check marks of the things that you're supposed to do along your journey, when you get to the end, it's like, okay, here's your end point, but you can't win the game yet because there's still so much shit that you didn't do that you've got to do. So I'm basically doing that right now in life. I'm backtracking to all of the things that... Oh, man, that sucks. Shit. As long as you're okay with it, Kev, that's all that matters, right? But yeah, like, I'm going back now, and I'm doing all of the things that I need to do. Like, I was planning on getting all this new stuff, and the only new things that I got was I got a new mattress, which I thought would help my back and did not. My back still hurts. Oh, man, that sucks, dude. But that's 100% true. And you know what? I love my home here. I love where I live. I've lived here for almost a decade now. I love this place. This is my house. This is home. Even if I had, you know, if I had an actual, like, if I won the lottery, and, like, if I had all this money that I could use and spend and build anything I wanted, I would probably build a house that had a wing in it that was this apartment that I live in, because I love this place. This is my mind palace. Like, my entire bedroom would just be this apartment. in that house. Hell, I would honestly, I wouldn't even mind just buying this. I second that, Abby. Absolutely an inspiration. But, like I said, I'm very happy here. But there are just certain things that I wanted to do. You know, I was sick of every single time I wanted to do something where it would require a credit check. And that's honorable of you, man. Prayers with him. Prayers with her. Prayers for y'all. But like I said, I wouldn't mind having this. I wouldn't mind buying this place. Whenever I went to like do anything that required a credit check, I got sick of not being able to like, I don't know, feel like a second-rate citizen because I had bad credit or no credit, and I felt like shit. So now I got these, and there's the credit cards, man. I'm making the absolute minimum on those, and then the interest is the minimum. So basically I'm just paying off these credit cards each month just to stay even. And so yeah, that was a big fuck up getting those things. What can you do? But yeah, I have done, like, I've pulled my credit up 100 points on both, like, what is it, TransUnion and Equifax or whatever they're called, the two, whatever. Anyway, I've pulled my credit up like 100 points on both of those over the last couple years, and just doing this thing with that three-letter deity that I owe all that dollars to, I'm hoping is going to help out a little bit. And just like I said, just stepping into the light. And I hate to hear that, Kev, but you know what, man? What can you do? But yeah, that's the whole thing. Like, it's just been a rough go over the last couple of weeks. And I've been suffering mentally for that too. Like, I'm just a little more mentally stressed out than normal just because of that. And the only, like, I'm trying, Kevin, but I've been trying for a long time too, so. And I'm still in this situation, you know. I was like, pretty much about a year or so ago, I was excited about where I was financially. And unfortunately, because I was so excited about all the progress that I had made, and by my credit score going up by a pretty good bit, I was like, hey man, I got good credit now. And I got the first credit card that I got, the one that I had to, like, you know, it was like a prepaid thing. I had to give them a couple $100, and that was my limit, you know. And then about a year later, yeah, it is. I am impatient. But yeah, the credit card company, after a year of using them, they upped my balance by like a shitload, and I maxed that shit out over the, you know, the course of a couple of months, honestly. And that's not good. Yeah, they did. They sucked me in, man. But here's the thing, though. I've said this a couple times to Adam and Smitty. I was like, you know what? I might not be doing as good as I'd like to financially right now, but at least the things that I'm, at least the things I've spent money on are like things that I need, like things that I have that I need to use, like I needed, like stuff for music, stuff for the podcast. And the point meaning that like I'm like not spending it on coke or getting wasted or booze or anything like that. And I mean, pot is so cheap that, you know, that it doesn't even a mattress. Yeah, I got a mattress and I got a new computer here that I needed for this. And I'm going to still be making payments on this computer for more than a year. The mattress will be paid off. Dude, the mattress, fuck me, man. This mattress company, they got me this. I got this mattress and it was like 90 days, same as cash. And if you didn't pay it within, which you didn't pay within 90 days or whatever, and if you didn't pay it in 90 days, it was all, the price would basically double. So I doubled, and now by December I will pay my last mattress payment, and that's like $300 a month. So that's a huge payment that I will be done with in just a few more months. Shit, I cannot wait to get there. Four more payments. Four more payments on that shit and I will be done. And see, here's what I was hoping that June, July, August, I would have... Right. Right, the interest goes back to the original purchase date. But see, the thing that I was hoping, yeah, baby steps, I know, and that's where I'm at right now. Granted, it is nice to have nice things. It's not like nice to have this computer chair that won't stop crying when I move in it, or these chairs for the guests, and these things I bought out of pocket. Everything else here, the listeners helped out with the GoFundMe stuff, and it's nice to have all this stuff, and I'm very proud of like the progress that I made and all this stuff, but it's not the people who I owe's fault. Yet I feel like I am making them wait and making them suffer in a way, because I'm still like, and I haven't in a while, but gotten like this computer chair, these two computer chairs for guests, and only other thing though, I did get an acoustic loop pedal that I haven't even used recently. And I got this modulator that Seth Funderburk, who I've been trying to get on a podcast forever, told me that I should get for my electric rig. And it sounds a lot better. It's every pedal I could ever want, all in one. And it's pretty badass. But I got that pretty reasonable, though. I did get that for like $40 a month. And $40, it does add up. Yeah, I will be, and I know they will be, and I make it a point to tell them too, like, no, just like know that I'm not going anywhere. I haven't forgotten about you. I just, you know, it's when you choose what I choose to do for a living, it comes with certain shit, and that's not anybody's fault but mine. But it does bother me, though. It does weigh on my mind. Like, that causes a lot of unnecessary stress, and I've been overly stressed over the last couple of weeks. Just, I feel like I should be doing better now at this time of year. Yeah, right? And I got trapped. But yeah, it's no fault. It's nobody's fault of my own that I've done this and gotten here. I just feel like I should be further along than I am right now at this point in the year. Like, and I mean financially. I mean, I think I'm doing everything right as far as like where I am in my life, you know, with music and, oh yeah, there's nobody breaking my kneecaps. There's nothing like that. I'm not that bad. I don't gamble at all. I really don't. Like, I'll buy the occasional scratch off ticket, but that's once every, dude, I mean, it randomly, because I don't even hardly go into gas stations anymore, because I'm using my card for gas now, and I never even walk into the gas station. But yeah, I don't do that. Adam Justice will call me every now and again and ask me what he should bet on, and I'll give him my professional opinion. Got a couple people that call me and ask me what to bet on every now and again. And see, here's the thing. I'll tell people what to bet on, but I won't do it personally because I have bad luck. I got bad luck with gambling. I used to play poker a lot, and I lost a lot of money in poker online when that first got started. But that was before I even left home. I think so too. I do give like a pretty. I keep letting them know that I'm not hiding from them or anything like that, or I haven't forgotten about them. I just, it's just damn. It's August and it feels like it's a good fella. I'm a good fella. It's just August now and the season's winding down and I'm like not gonna be making as much money in the coming months, and I'm already barely making enough to keep my head above water with the shit on paper, and that doesn't even count. Like, I do my health insurance, I got rid of my health insurance because I couldn't afford it, and like that's the first on a list of things that I'm just not going to be able to afford in the coming future. Like, I'm about to get rid of everything except the internet. I mean, I'm like, I don't know, man. Just priorities are changing. My priorities are changing. The things that I feel like I need are changing. There once was a time when I felt like I needed to have cable to walk in and turn it on to ESPN or watch or when the Braves are on TV. But I can do that with YouTube TV now, which is cheaper than the cable that I've got. A lot cheaper. If I do just internet, that'd be a whole hell of a lot cheaper than what I'm doing now. And just I'm making decisions about stuff like that. And this is the kind of thing that I haven't really ever thought much about. Because I was just like, you know, cross that bridge when we get there. And now we're at that bridge and I'm like, I can cross it. But man, damn, this toll fee is a lot more than it than I remember it being. I do know that just in December, that'll be $300 extra I'll have a month because I won't have the mattress payment anymore. And hopefully within the next month, I will be close enough to caught up with everything that I'm behind on to where I'll just let my stress level down. Stress levels is getting higher, man. But the good news in all of this is that I'm very aware of the situation that I'm in. And I think that a lot of folks who go through stressful situations, they underestimate the power of knowing how bad your situation is. Like, you ever get so broke that you're down to the point where you don't want to look at your bank account because you don't want to know how much money you don't have? Well, I used to be that person, and I used to be the one to like, oh man, well this is bad. I don't even want to know how much money I don't have. But it's like I've been that person before. Now it's like, you know what? You just have to know. There's power in knowing. There's power in knowing exactly where you stand, because then, like, once you put a number on something and do math and add together what you're going to make and do all of these things and just figure everything out, you can see. And I've done that. And then you'll see that you're getting, you know, there is an end to this. There is a light at the end of the tunnel, but it's so far away that all you can do is just keep going. And unfortunately, that just kind of sucks. Peace of mind there as well, 100%. It just sucks when you get to the point where you're like, man, I know that things are bad, but I don't exactly want to know how bad. Sometimes you just got to rip that Band-Aid off and just look at how bad it is. And it's worth that. It's worth knowing. So, because then you know what you got to do to change it. And the only thing that sucks about this whole situation is waiting. God, I hate that. I hate waiting. Preaching all that shit, I'm telling you, man. Money's not real, George. Only people make it out to be. The crazy thing, too, is like I raised $275 to, I'm always deep breathing. I think when you get to a certain weight, that's the only kind of breathing that you do is deep breathing. and I do meditate. But it's pretty much like, but meditating for me is falling asleep. Like when I lay down at night and I just organize everything in my brain, I clean up everything that's gone over the day, and I usually fall asleep in the middle of it. And I feel like that's, you know, when I declutter my brain and make it, clean it up enough to where, and I don't have to clean it up perfect. Doesn't have to be perfect. I just have to clean it up just well enough to, what up, D? I probably should try to do that sometime throughout the day. But I just, it's hard for me to slow the brain down that much to be able to chill. Don't huff no farts. I ain't no fart huffer. Well, welcome to the chat, D. We're just talking about money. But yeah, I raised $275 to get Norm Macdonald to do the cameo thing, and I didn't think that I would be able to do that. I didn't think I would raise that much money, but I did it, and it ended up still not being enough. So I don't know. I haven't checked my blood pressure in a long time. I should do that. I need to go to the doctor and get a regular little checkup. But here's the thing. I should have done that when I had my insurance, because I paid for like over a year and more of insurance, and I went to the doctor once. So, I mean, I don't even, like, my insurance lapsed. I can't afford it, man. I think so too, Kevin. That Norm story is amazing. And I talked to somebody who I actually owe dollars to, and they were like, you know, I know this Norm thing means a lot to you. How about you're $100 away. You're $100 away, and why don't you just take that $100 off of what you owe me and go get the Norm video? And I was like, okay, I'll do that. So the $275 I really could have used to put towards other things, I didn't want to be dishonest with how I raised the money. That would be just like going and like GoFundMe to help me get my car fixed and then going and blowing it on drugs. Like that's awful. You don't know Norm? You know Norm, D. I didn't want to use the money for anything different than what I had told the folks it was going to. So I got the Norm video, and I haven't even really done anything with it other than show it to everybody. All it takes is to sit down with it, D. You can play anything you want. Just make it make noise until that noise sounds like something. But, yeah, man, I am so proud of myself for not spending stupid amounts of money on drugs and alcohol. But I thought oh, yeah, I 100%. I know what you mean, Kev. That's hilarious, D. Playing that skin flute. I'm going to do some cool shit with Norm's video. I'm actually going to be tagging it on to the end of this podcast in the audio part. And I should do it in the video part, too. I shouldn't put it in the video part two, but I'll just throw it in the next video. I'll make a sound bite of him doing the MI stuff plug at the end. But yeah, like, I would have felt bad if I didn't do what I needed to do, even though I needed to put that money elsewhere. I didn't want to be dishonest. Dishonesty is the worst. Fabricating anything, story-wise. God, the stories are the best. Maybe that my love story so much. Maybe that's why I'm so hung up on everybody telling the truth, because I want the story to be kept intact, because that's the beautiful part. Kev. And that's another thing too, is just being impatient. I look every month at my subscriber count, and it's going up steadily, and slowly but surely I'm squeaking towards 1,000, and I'm excited for when I get there. But I'm seeing stuff on other people's, like some friends of mine that are out west that are in a dispute right now with I don't want to say the name of it because I don't want to get flagged in the video, but with this streaming platform that we're on right now, and the ads that are played on their videos, and they're not getting learn something, D. What can we learn today? I am hoping that the furthering my name on Google and my brand and the not, and I know saying my brand sounds awful, but that, I mean, I don't know another way to describe it. Just my name, the stock, I'm trying to drive that up so that, yeah, what was up with that? I read that and I saw that a couple of the messages got deleted and flagged. I mean, do you know anything about what's going on with that? Because I didn't want to ask. Yes, I do. I do have the analytics. I do my own website stuff. That's how I've built my knowledge panel, is by linking together all of my websites and. But yeah, I've linked all of my websites together. I've got my YouTube channel and my I could, Kevin, but I'm gonna be honest with you, man. I kind of just felt my way around that world. I don't really know a whole hell of a lot. Jamie would be a lot better person to ask than me. I mean, I'd be glad to help you with anything I could help you with. Just know that I am novice at best at this. Like, I'm a beginner, even. But I mean, like I said, mistuffpodcast.com. I did all of that just by, Damn, that's weird. And now, what do you mean by went dark? Okay, so she just went. You think it was a scam? Interessante. I'm sorry, audio folks. I know the folks that just listened to the audio of this one are going to be like, this is boring. I'm sorry for that. But yeah, anyway, like, I know that this basically all I've been talking about in this one is just distress. I've been needing to get my therapy. Video. Kevin, to be perfectly honest, man, I would just find out whatever your domain, where'd you get your, wherever you got your websites from, like GoDaddy or wherever you registered your domain names, will have a website builder that you can use. And sometimes it's a free website builder. Or sometimes it's like a $9.99 a month type deal, which I've got one of the $9.99 a month type deals just so that because it's like got the wizard, basically like the creator wizard pretty much. Just to make creating the website a little easier and shit like that. So you could pretty much go. And what I did was I just YouTubed some how to videos on how to do it. And this was just a couple months ago. But yeah, if you want to hit me up on like Instagram or is it, no Twitter or whatever. Not exactly, just because I know it's not like computers are not easy to like fuck with when you start getting into the weird webs of that stuff. Like I know that it's difficult, but yeah, if you want to hit me up on like Twitter and it, like with some specific issues or whatever, I can, you know, point you in the right direction. But like I said, I'm more than happy to help you. Jamie knows more about this. Jamie knows more about this shit than I do, for sure. Time is always the deal breaker, man. Time is always the one. And that's what I am at right now. Time. All I have to do is sit and allow more time to pass. Continue trucking forward. And the more time passes, the less of an issue the financial situation that I'm in will be. And slowly but surely, I'm hoping that within 2 to 3 years, I will be completely debt-free. And I said, it's not a lot of debt that I'm in. It's not a lot of debt that I'm in. Mark Passio. Is he the guitar player? That sounds familiar. I'm hoping that within 3 years I'll be completely debt-free. And I'm not in a lot of debt. I'm just, the debt that I'm in is going to take a little... It's going to take a little bit to... You know, just doing little by little. Little by little, to paying all this shit back is gonna just gonna take some time, and man, I hate that. I want things done now. This is America, damn it, now. I want it now. So I live in America. But no, I know that there's a lot of shit, a lot worse shit that I could be involved in, like. Dollars wise, I could be this far behind on shit and spending money on drugs and stuff like that. Like, then there would be a problem. And I honestly think that the fact that that's not the issue and that's not the case is probably why I've gotten away with getting in this situation. Check that out later, Kevin. Now the only impulses I have, Kevin, are like fast food. And I've tried so good. I tried so hard, and I did good for like a 10 or 11 days. I was going to the beach, walking a mile every night, and then I just didn't one day. And that was it. That was all she wrote. I didn't one day, and then I haven't since. And that was all she wrote. I thought I was turning my shit around. Like, I saw myself in a better body by the time my birthday. I was getting excited about like getting in shape, and like, damn, I really am doing this. Like, I'm really doing this. And every single day I was out there on the beach getting my mile in, and I was so excited. I was so proud of myself, and I was sleeping better. I was doing good. But then it's the weather got bad. And I was like, I'll go tomorrow. I've been doing good. I've earned a day off. Just like I had doing everything else that I do, I earned a day off. And I took that day off, and now I haven't done it since. And I didn't eat fast food for that little span of time. Like, I was, then last day that I was doing my walk, I was like, you know what? I haven't had Taco Bell in a while. I think I'm going to stop at Taco Bell. And then I was like, you know what? I've got food at home I can cook that I don't need to stop at Taco Bell. I got food at home. I'll just do that. And then next thing I know, I'm at a Taco Bell drive-thru ordering my food. And it's literally like, and I will, Kevin, I will. I'll get back into it. And I hope that it's sooner than that. I hope I go tonight after I get done with this, honestly. I know I won't, but I wish I would. But that's how it happens almost. It's almost like a blackout. Like, that demon takes over in you and drives you to go and do something. The next thing you know, you got a straw in your hand over a plate full of blow. But instead of a plate full of blow, it's a drive-thru and it's Taco Bell. And I'm ordering quesadillas with extra steak. And, man. But the one thing, those impulses, right? But yeah, Taco Bell is so good. It really is. But doing that, like, I really just feel like that's like, shit, this is my life now. This is it. I've literally just made the conscious decision a while ago to continue to drive home. But somehow, without even thinking, I drove all the way around here, and by the time I, for lack of a better term, came to, I'm in this drive-thru ordering my food, and I'm like sitting there thinking, oh man, you know, like, you said you were going to go home. You said you were going to go home, and you said you were going to cook the food that you have at home. You said that. You said you were going to do that. And like, it was all down. It was all downhill from there. What up, D? We missed you. How you like those fart jokes? It'll do it when I need to. Impulses, man. It's crazy how that works. And I have an addictive personality, so when I go hard in the paint. Oh, that's sweet of you, D. Make that food. Yeah, you're right there. That's true. This being an adult thing blows bad. But not really. I guess I'm very proud. See, it's bittersweet. It's really bittersweet here. It's like I have kicked a Coke habit. I've kicked an alcohol and a cigarette habit. I have made good with those three letters. I have gotten a new mattress, gotten a new computer, gotten some much needed upgraded equipment for my live shows. And some much needed upgraded equipment for the podcast. And I am very, very proud of all of those things that I've done. And all of those things were necessary. It was necessary to have all these things. And in that, I can feel a little bit better about the situation that I'm in. Yeah, I know, I should. I'm very proud of that. The only thing that makes me feel bad is knowing that I have friends that I owe dollars to that they are not getting in the time that I should have given them to, you know. But what can you do? Sounds so easy. It does. Sounds so easy to just stop beating yourself up and slow down, or be proud of these things that you've done. And that's the thing, like, I'm proud of the progress that I've made, but it's bittersweet in the sense that the progress that I've made is still, man, me too, dude. I really am. Absolutely, no homo. But I'm very proud of the progress that I've made. I'm very proud of how far I've come mentally. And just to be perfectly honest, the fact that I'm sitting here worried about... I really am. I'm glad that I know all of you guys. And I wouldn't without Jamie. And I'm very appreciative of Jamie and all of his kindness. And he's been really good to me as far as YouTube stuff goes and helping me out with you guys and all that. So... But even the fact that I'm sitting here worried about dollars that I owe to other people is a more grown-up gesture than that which I would have had a couple of years ago. And I would still just be foolish with my money. And it's not like I'm out here just throwing dollars away. Like, I have more expenses now than I've ever had in my life. And a couple of those expenses were bad timing, maybe. I could have waited until I was a little bit better off financially to go and jump on a mattress and a new computer, but I didn't. And there's nothing I can do about that now other than just get on with it and take care of the shit. So I guess that's what I gotta do. Just get on with it. Take care of the shit. I try to be a good person, Abby. I try to be a real genuine and good person. I try to do that. Oh, yeah. It is. And granted, Kevin, most of this is happening because I'm sitting here in silence in my house talking. And the reason that I do this is so that all these things that are in my head will come out of my mouth, because when I sit in front of a microphone, that's what happens. Is the things that I think come out when I don't have any, and I love talking to you guys, but when I don't have anybody physically sitting here to bounce ideas off of or to talk with or have a conversation with. And I haven't done a solo live in a little while. Right. Exactly, that group. But like, when I'm doing this, all of those things that are bothering me. Oh, yeah, 100%. I know exactly what you mean. But, yeah, just whenever I do this, and I haven't done one in a couple days. I've been doing a lot of guest talks, and I almost had a guest talk tonight. I called a last-minute buddy of mine, Patrick, which you guys have seen, wanted to talk about the Spider-Man not being in the Marvel Universe anymore, which I'm going to wait to go over that with him. And, But I called him. I was like, man, or text him. I was like, man, I'm not even out of Myrtle Beach yet. I was supposed to be home by 9:30, but I'm not going to be able to get there until probably 10:30. So I'm still an hour out. Took me a little longer to get out of there than I expected. And I just haven't been doing a lot of solo talks. And these solo talks are really the therapeutic things for me. And I even stopped by the music store yesterday and talked with Austin, who was on the podcast Sunday. Yeah, Sunday. And I unloaded a bunch of shit on him just out of nowhere. Like, just shit that was bothering me, and I unloaded it on him at a fucking barbershop, man. Like, he was my therapist. And like, he even texted me later and was like, you know, anytime you need to talk, you know, holler at me. And you can do it too, Kevin. You can do it too, man. But just I stopped by and I talked to him, and I realized, you know, I've got a lot of shit that's built up in me right now. Like, I got a lot of, you know, pinned up aggression towards something here, and it's just stress. So just needed to get this out. And I almost didn't even record tonight. I almost didn't. I was very close to just what the bleep do we know? Absolutely. I've seen that about water. If our bodies are 70% water. Me too, Kevin. I'm glad I did too. And I almost didn't, man. I was almost just ready to go to bed. Or not go to bed, but I got to do a load of laundry before I do go to bed tonight. And the only reason I didn't do that is because I didn't want the washing machine or dryer going in the background while I'm recording. But I almost didn't do this. And I didn't want to go another day without releasing a podcast. I'm getting pretty weird about the numbers. I want the numbers to stay good as far as podcast numbers go and downloads and things like that. And I don't want to skip a day, because numbers will go down if I skip a day. And now that I've been doing, like, checking in on numbers and stuff like that, it's almost like a video game for me. So I want to win the game. I want to win the game. But anyway, I do have to do a load of laundry before I go to bed, at least get it in the dryer before I can go to sleep. I need to do two loads. And if I did everything I needed to do, I would actually need to do three. But if I do one and get all that shit in the dryer, I really need to do two, though. This is what my brain's like. This is how it works. This is how it works. Should we do a song before I go? I feel like I've been foreplaying all around with this guitar, and I haven't actually played anything on it yet. Thank you. Take a look at Miss Ohio. She's running around with a rag top down. Says she wanna do right, just not right now. I wanna drive through Atlanta and live out of this fantasy, riding around with a rag top down. Said she wants to do right, just not right now. Take a look at Miss Ohio. She's running around with a rag top down. Said she wants to do right, just not right now. Starts pushing that wedding gown. Said she wanna do right, just not right now. Whoa, me oh my oh, take a look at Miss Ohio. She's running around with a rag top down. Said she wants to do right, just not right now. Down. Said she wanna do right, just not right now. All right. I appreciate y'all. All the kind words. Thank y'all so much. I put that down because now there will be, on the audio, there will be an outro song that will be rolling, and I don't want to be picking the guitar while the song's playing, because I do that a couple times, and it's not the same. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Anyway, just in case, audio folks, I know I've bored you. If you've gotten to this point, thank you so much for listening. Please go to mistuffpodcast.com. Front page of the podcast, it has all of the podcast social media links. If you go to music or about/music section, it has all of my personal social media links at Yonder Wizard on Instagram, at Kelsey Hudgens on Twitter, all that blah blah blah, all that cool stuff. And also there's a tip jar on the website. Not necessary, appreciated. Definitely not necessary. Lord knows, I've been in a lot of situations lately where people are like, yeah, tips are appreciated, not necessary. And I'm just like, listen, I love you. I can't afford to do that right now, but you know, I really appreciate what you got going on. So just appreciation is more appreciated than the dollars. Like, I really do appreciate that. So yeah, there's all that. And mistuffpodcast.com, screwballwhiskey.com, skrew ballwhiskey.com. Tomorrow stories begin right here, Screwball Whiskey. Yeah, and I think that's about it. 100% if appreciation, but that's fine. Appreciation pays something that's more precious than getting bills paid, you know. That's a fact. Anyway, if you guys that are hearing this stuff on audio are ever interested in being a part of the conversation, you can tell that I'm very active with the chat whenever I'm live on YouTube. Please go to YouTube and subscribe. Kelsey Hudgens on YouTube and subscribe to the channel. My next threshold that I want to break is 420, and I'm about 80 away from that. Actually, I'm 70 something away from that now. But please help me get to that. And if you want to be part of the conversation, that's how you can do it. Just be active on the chat whenever I go live. And we'll, if you want to talk about something, let's talk about it. If I've said something that you don't agree with, let me know so we can get on the same page. Or at least understand each other, whether we're on the same page or not. But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and get out of here, guys. It's 1:30 in the morning. I love y'all, each and every one of you. Be good people. In a world full of shitty people, don't be one of those people. Be a good person. Peace, bitches.